Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. I'm your host, Will Walden. And on today's episode, we'll be discussing the International Space Station and how it will deorbit with an outer space tug. Not a tugboat, but a tug ship. Now, this is pretty cool. Brand new from NASA. Set to invest nearly $1 billion in a tug to deorbit the International Space Station, the ISS, at the end of the decade. The initiative is part of the agency's fiscal year 2024 budget proposal aimed at providing redundancy and ensuring the safe disposal of the station. The budget outlines a 7.1% increase from 2023, totaling $27.2 billion. The ISS deorbit tug project is one of the major new initiatives in NASA's 2024 budget proposal. It will be utilized for the final lowering of the station's orbit, ensuring reentry over the South Pacific. And the agency first indicated its plans for this tug in August last year, but offered few specifications of the vehicle. Now, this project has been allocated $180 million in the budget, which NASA Associate Administrator for Space Operations, Kathy Leuters, described as a healthy start. While exact costs will depend on industry proposals, the agency estimates a total cost just under $1 billion. Now, this is the request for proposal from NASA, and the agency plans to issue an RFP pretty soon for the deorbit tug project, aiming to receive competitive pricing from industry players. Previously, NASA intended to use cargo spacecraft like Russia's Progress for deorbiting the ISS, or SpaceX's Dragon capsules. However, it was later determined that additional spacecraft could provide more robust capabilities. The deorbit tug project aims to provide redundancy and ensure safe return, especially as more modules are added to the International Space Station. Now, while NASA continues to collaborate with Roscosmos on using Progress vehicles, it also aims to develop U.S. capabilities for enhanced safety and targeting. Possible Starship there. Think about that for a second. Now, they're going to be continuing to invest in science, exploration, and technology for the future. And the 2024 budget proposal also supports previously announced projects in science, exploration, and technology. And among these is NASA's involvement in the ESA, the European Space Agency's ExoMars mission, providing components such as thrusters, radioactive heating units, and launch services following ESA's termination of cooperation with Roscosmos. And although the budget documents don't specify funding for ExoMars, NASA Associate Administrator of Science Nikki Fox revealed a proposed allocation of $30 million in fiscal year of 2024. There's also some Artemis updates for the 2024 schedule. NASA's budget presentation includes an updated schedule for the Artemis Lunar Exploration Campaign. Artemis II, the first crewed space launch system, the SLS, and Orion mission is set for November of next year, 2024. And Artemis III is possibly going to happen in 2025, but more than likely it's going to happen in 2026. This is going to be featuring the first human lunar landing using SpaceX's Starship Lunar Lander and Axiom Space developed spacesuits. However, the Artemis IV mission, previously scheduled for 2027, has been delayed to 2028, and the mission will feature another lunar landing using Starship in the Lunar Gateway. We'll also mark the first launch of the upgraded Block 1B version of the SLS, delivering the IHAB habitation module to the Lunar Gateway. Now, SpaceX is hard at work on the Starship down at Boca Chica, Texas. And currently, Booster 7 has been taken off the pad at Starbase, and it's been moved to the side so they can continue work on protecting the launch pad, the OLM, the orbital launch mount, and all of the complicated piping and intricacies within that platform. Now, we don't know when Booster 7 is going to go back on the OLM, but Elon Musk said that March was a possible launch date for the Starship. Now, also, Gwynne Shotwell said that, and also another representative from SpaceX said that they'll be ready, hopefully, by March. Now, the ship that's on top of the booster looks like it's pretty well ready for the launch, as far as we know. It's done static fires, it's done a bunch of checkouts, it's gone over to Massey's range, and now we're waiting for the orbital launch mount to be done. Now, before they launch the Starship, before anything happens, before they launch it to orbit, this is going to be a huge deal for the Artemis program, because if Starship is launched to orbit this year, they can continue launching Starships for the end till the end of the year, up to 5 to 6 times down in Texas. And if they get one to orbit, that's going to be great. But Elon Musk said there's about a 50% chance possibility that it makes it or doesn't make it. 80% chance that it's probably not going to make it off the pad, but 50% chance that we're going to make it. So if they do make it, and if they make it to orbit with a payload, they may have some sort of payload in there that we're not aware of, then the writing's on the wall that they will be ready for the Artemis 3 landing on the lunar surface. Now, if that's going to happen in 2026, say it's going to happen in 2026, we'll give them a little bit of time here. They say December 2025, but that's not that much time. That's only a few years from now. And that means getting the Starship from where it is, which is basically a cylindrical tube with pointy end on the top and the flamey end on the bottom, to 2 years from now, where they have to human rate this for a NASA launch to the moon. It seems like an incredible task to get done in 2 years. If anybody could do it, if any company could do it, SpaceX could do it, as we've seen with their Dragon capsule and their Falcon 9 rocket. SpaceX is good at sending rockets to space, and also really good at sending people to space and to the ISS with the Dragon capsules. So they already know how to do the human rating. They already know how to make rockets. But if they can make this gigantic rocket work, well, it's going to be a sight to be seen. Now, the first orbital launch test will have a ship 24 on top of Booster 7. Ship 24 has heat tiles, so it's coming back down from orbit, and it'll land off the coast of Kauai in the Pacific Ocean. Now, what I believe is going to happen after this is that the Starship prototype will be focused on the lunar Starship. So I believe the next 3 to 5 Starship variants will just be lunar variants. They don't need to bring anybody back quite yet, right? But they do need to dock with an Orion spacecraft, right? So if they could fit a Dragon capsule with whatever the Orion uses to dock with the Starship, then I believe what they'll be doing is sending people back down on a Dragon spacecraft and making the Starship expendable for the foreseeable future, because they have to show NASA that this thing works. They don't have to worry about people people rating this with windows or fins or anything like that, they can send it up to orbit. People could undock from the Starship, go to the other spacecraft, and then come back down to Earth. So there's a possibility, because that's what they're going to do when they get to the moon anyway. They're going to have to dock with the Orion spacecraft, and the people are going to move between the two spacecraft. So, or between that and the lunar module, the lunar habitat up there. So I think that's what they're going to be doing in the near future, within the next part of this year and also next year. And they're going to be moving a lot of these operations over to Kennedy Space Center in Florida. So that's pretty intense work that they need to do for the next 6 months to 2 years to get this thing human rated. And also there's a Dear Moon project, and there's also a project with Jared Isaacman, where Jared Isaacman and his crew will be using a Starship. So it'll have to be human rated for those. They've already paid for those. It has to be human rated for those. But I think that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing a lunar variant and not the flashy point-to-point Starships that we see being built at Starbase right now. So take that with whatever grain of salt you will, but I think that's what they're going to be doing. And NASA's investment in this ISS deorbit tug could possibly be a Starship too. So it demonstrates that the agency's commitment to ensuring the redundancy and safety for the aging spacecraft, and it's given us so much science and so much engineering throughout the years, and the agency continues to invest in space exploration and technology projects in the future. And this tug is a crucial step towards decommissioning the ISS, as well as the growth of U.S. capabilities in space operations. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I appreciate you. Please take a second and hit the subscribe button if you can. I greatly appreciate it. And also, we have a YouTube channel. Go over there on YouTube. Search for Space News Pod. YouTube.com/Space News Pod. And you can get all of our videos on the YouTube channel. You can watch them. So thanks again. Take care of yourself and each other. And I'll see you soon.